Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 123, The Power of Pinterest. This episode is presented by 4imprint Incorporated Marketing Associate, Guinevere Thompson.
The Power of Pinterest. It was less than 2 years ago when the social media team at Sony Electronics began discovering the power of Pinterest. While many of the team members were using Pinterest for personal use, the company had not adopted it as a business platform aimed to drive sales. But all that changed thanks to unlikely social media mavericks, and soon, a beautiful relationship began between Pinterest, Sony, and its 30,000 Pinterest followers. You may be wondering, how did Sony do it, and what made it so successful? Sony started with research. Sony found what many brands can only dream of. They had a massive community of loyal fans already pinning, not just Sony products, but other brand-related images, including ads, logos, photographs taken with Sony cameras, even brand-inspired tattoos. You name it. Creative expression seemed to be the game, and Sony was the name. Sony took the logical next step and launched a brand page consisting of about 10 boards, mostly repins of what others were already sharing, hoping to drive more sales to its website, increase brand affinity, and grow the Sony community. Within the first 6 months of its launch, Sony gained more than 2,500 followers, increased web traffic from Pinterest to the store's website by an astonishing 800%, and received more than 10 times the clicks from the site's Pin It button than from its Tweet This button. Nothing short of amazing. You may be asking yourself, how do I find out more? What is all this Pinterest stuff about anyway? And how do I sign up? Keep listening to find out more. Simply put, Pinterest is a virtual pin board with a social twist. Think gigantic bulletin board filled with anything you find interesting, from arts and crafts to recipes and fashion to home improvement ideas, must-read books, and favorite movies. The list goes on. The twist is that you share the content with friends and followers. Pinterest is one of the fastest-growing online social networks, lagging only behind Facebook and Twitter, which is pretty telling considering it is just 3 years old. Of all adults online, 15% are using Pinterest, and that equates to 1.36 million people logging in each day. And what's more, 28% of users have a household income of $100,000+. This social bookmarking site exists to connect the world through the things that they love. Before we dive deeper, let's start by defining Pinterest terms. Because as most social networking sites do, Pinterest has a language of its own. The first term is pin. A pin is an individual image or video that is linked to the website in which it came from, that you can add or pin to Pinterest. For instance, you can pin an image of a business book you'd like to read or a helpful blog post. A rich pin looks very similar to a regular pin. The only difference is that it automatically pulls additional information from the originating website that is then placed below the image on the pin. There are three categories of rich pins: products, recipes, and movies. To achieve this, companies embed meta tag information into the back end of their website, so that when an image is pinned from the website, additional information like recipe ingredients, cook times, and serving information will register on the pin. The next term is pinboard. A pinboard describes a set of theme-based pins. Think of a pinboard entitled Industry Resources. And within that Industry Resources pinboard, you may find that business book and an interesting blog post you pinned, or other resources such as white papers or data charts. The next term is pinning. Pinning is the act of visually sharing content on Pinterest. For example, when you add the image of the business book to your Industry Resources pinboard, you were pinning it. Another term is repin. A repin describes the act of reposting somebody else's pin. So if you found the business book on a company's website and pinned it from there, it would be a pin. If you found the book on somebody else's Pinterest board or within your Pinterest newsfeed and added the image from there, it would be a repin. The next term we'll define is the Pin It button. This is the button that you see on websites that enables you to easily pin content to Pinterest. The nice thing about using the Pin It button is that it links the image back to the site it came from. Another term is pinner, namely the person who's doing the sharing or pinning. You've probably heard the term like if you do any social media. Liking in Pinterest is much the same. You can even add an image to your likes tab without having to choose a board to pin it to. And the final term we will define is a secret pin or secret pin board. If you don't want the entire world to see what you're pinning, you can choose to pin it to a secret board. This option allows you and anyone you invite to see the board without having to share it publicly. Please note that you are limited to only 3 secret pin boards per account. The point of Pinterest is to share your ideas, so they wanted to limit the number of boards that were closed off. Next, we're going to talk about how Pinterest can drive web traffic. Did you know that Pinterest drives more web traffic than Google+, YouTube, and LinkedIn combined? If your business relies on driving a high volume of website traffic to increase its sales, Pinterest may be for you. Take pet insurance company PetPlan, for instance. The PetPlan brand prides itself on being a thought leader focused on delivering high-quality content for those who want to provide the very best for their pets. PetPlan's flair for providing compelling and relevant content made Pinterest a logical choice. After some due diligence and research relating to pet topics and trends, PetPlan developed Pinterest boards that visually displayed its knowledge while conveying its brand personality. PetPlan's boards contained captivating images, health tips, and even breed-specific content for its followers' viewing pleasure. In only a few months, Pinterest became PetPlan's second highest social network referral source. It increased its page views by 69% and saw a 97% increase in the time spent on the website. PetPlan took it up a notch by adding the Pin It button to the website, the Pinterest follow buttons to its email footers and social campaigns, and they optimized the website content for Pinterest. By the following quarter, PetPlan saw an 87% increase in unique visitors, a 35% increase in page views, and a 12.5% increase in requests for quotes. This is the power of Pinterest. Next, we're going to discuss how Pinterest can build links to your website. Pinterest links are considered no-follow links. What that means is your search engines will not pick up on these links, and therefore there isn't going to boost your search engine optimization. So why do it then? Because Pinterest does incentivize you to pin quality content, content that others will want to repin. The more links you have pointing people to your content, the easier it is for them to find it and your website, ultimately generating sales. This philosophy holds true for rich pins as well. When a company optimizes its site for rich pins, the pinners are in turn supplied with additional information, aka better content, making the pin more likely to be repinned based on the quality content provided. Has what you've heard caused you to stand up and take notice of Pinterest? If you're ready to get started, let's discuss how to set up your business Pinterest account. Setting up your business Pinterest account is really as easy as 1, 2, 3. Pinterest has simple to follow steps to help you get started. Step number 1, create an account. In this step, you'll be asked to provide basic information about your business and create a profile. Be sure to keep your business keywords in mind and incorporate those into your company description. Step 2, verify your website. Once your profile is complete, you simply go to it and click the pencil icon in the bottom right-hand corner of the name box. You will then be asked to verify your web address. Verifying your website shows pinners that you are a trustworthy source. And finally, step 3, add the Pin It button to your website or blog by what you want people to share. This is the button that makes it easy for people to pin your content. Now that you have your Pinterest account set up, you'll want to make sure to follow the basics of Pinterest etiquette. Pinterest reminds us to pin with care and to be kind, be respectful, and be yourself. Pinterest states, quote, "We think authenticity, pinning things that expresses who you really are and what you really like, is more important than getting lots of followers," end quote. Here are the do's and don'ts. Do remember that Pinterest is not for blatant self-promotion. Rather, it is a means to convey the lifestyle that your brand promotes. Take Chobani Greek yogurt, for instance. Chobani's pinboards don't just show mouth-watering pictures of its yogurt. They contain motivational quotes, workout inspiration, recipes that incorporate their product, and a slew of Instagram photos. Chobani doesn't just pin products, it pins a lifestyle that aligns with the Chobani brand and its core values. Chobani truly provides value to its followers. Do credit your sources just as you would any other time you are using content that is not your own. And in turn, be sure your pinnable content includes a tag so that when people pin an image from your site, your company's name, a description of the image, and the URL will follow it. This makes it easy for those who pin your content to find you. Do use keywords to increase the odds that your content will get displayed when people are searching for it. For example, if you're a clothing retailer and would like to add your new summer line of cropped pants to your Pinterest page, name your board Cropped Pants for Summer instead of New Summer Line. Think of what terms your customers will be searching under and incorporate those into your board names, board descriptions, and pin descriptions. And finally, do be sure your pin boards and pins contain content that people will want to follow. This is accomplished by providing value to your followers. Value that is the form of information, inspiration, or entertainment. With the do's come the don'ts. Don't repin pins without a permanent and relevant link. For example, if you pin an image of a product you are selling, make sure the image's URL takes users to the page where they can find out more or buy the product, not a homepage, or worse yet, a broken link. And of course, don't pin content that you don't have permission to pin. If there is a pin it button on the website you're pinning from, chances are good that the content owner wants you to pin it. If, however, there is not, you should ask permission before pinning. And last but not least, make sure you don't repin spam. Check your URLs and ensure that you are not reposting any malicious content. Now that you know the do's and don'ts, it's time to overview the image guidelines to follow when pinning. First, let's talk about the pinnable image size. There is no maximum image size. However, the minimum size for an image on Pinterest is 81 pixels long by 81 pixels wide. Next, let's discuss image shape. Pins with images that are longer in length tend to grab the eye more and garner more repins. That being said, images should be no more than 3 times longer than they are wide. Keep in mind, however, that if your image is more than 554 pixels wide, it may appear distorted. Either crop the image or choose another one. And finally, let's discuss the image description. Be sure to include a description for all pins. This will increase the likeliness that they will be repinned. Remember, just because you build it doesn't mean people will come. You need to promote your Pinterest presence through your other channels. Include the Pinterest follow button on your website. Promote your presence on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Google+. And perhaps, most important of all, join the discussion. Get followers engaged by being engaged. Now that you have a good understanding of the basics and you've created a Pinterest presence with great pin boards containing great pins, what's next? Before you can use it to drive sales, it may help to really flesh out how you will incorporate Pinterest into your overall marketing strategy. Here are some things to consider. First, your brand presence. The visual elements of Pinterest make it a great place for branding. Showcase your company's colors, style, and values to bring your brand to life within your pins. Next, make sure you're getting the right followers and that you understand your customers. You may have noticed that Pinterest skews heavy on the female side. In fact, only 30% of its users are male, but this segment is growing. A recent report on Pinterest use in America found that while most women pin for inspiration, men pin to buy. And men are pinning everything from clothing to gadgets and toys to workout routines and home repair projects. When asked which one reason best describes why you pin clothing and fashion content, 31% of men cited to buy versus 18% of women. You'll see even greater engagement if you put the focus on quality pins rather than quantity when it comes to gaining a following. Follow industry thought leaders, partners, and others with similar interests, and remember to interact and be social. Pin valuable content, repin that which resonates with your brand, and leave comments where appropriate. This will show others your company is worth following. Once you determine how Pinterest can be integrated into your business and its overall marketing strategy, we can begin to break it down and determine how it can help drive sales. Here are a few tactics that others are using to boost their sales with Pinterest. First, price tags. If you are pinning a product or service that you sell, you can include a price tag right on the pin. Simply add the dollar sign, followed by the amount you are selling the product or service for, right in the pin's description. Pins that include a price tag are 36% more likely to get liked than those that do not. Plus, adding a sales tag gets your pin added to the Pinterest gift section, where people can search for gifts by price range. Next are contests. Contests can be a great way to engage with and drive people to your website. You can ask users to create a pin board showing photos of them using your product or service. Or take it a step further and ask users to pin images that show new or innovative things that can be done with your product. The key is to promote engagement and foster loyal customers. There are some very specific guidelines you must follow when hosting a contest, so be sure to check the Pinterest terms of use prior to holding a contest. But here are some of the basics. Number one, don't suggest that Pinterest sponsors or endorses you or the contest. Number two, don't require people to pin images from a limited selection. Let them pin their own stuff. Number three, don't make people pin or repin your contest rules. This is a big no-no. Number four, don't run a sweepstakes where each pin, repin, board, like, or follow represents an entry. Number five, don't encourage spammy behavior, such as asking participants to comment repeatedly. Number six, don't ask pinners to vote with pins, repins, boards, or likes. Number seven, don't overdo it. Contests can get old fast. And number eight, don't require a minimum number of pins. One is plenty. The next tactic that may help boost sales involves the use of a platform called Pin Booster. Pin Booster bridges the gap between influential Pinterest users and advertisers. More specifically, it connects advertisers with pinners and, in a nutshell, provides them with the opportunity to pay pinners to pin specific images. This, in turn, drives traffic to the advertiser's website. Advertisers can select pinners based on their location, their personal profile information, the number of followers they have, and how active they are. If you use Pin Booster, you'll want to make sure to pick your pinners whose profile match your brand, values, and who are active enough with a large enough reach to make it worth your while to compensate them. The law requires that these sponsored pins be labeled with the description hashtag ad in the pin description so their participation is completely transparent. Hopefully, by this point, you are seeing a common theme. Pinterest for Business is all about using visuals to interact and drive sales. UNICEF did exactly that. Working in 190 countries and territories worldwide, UNICEF fights to save and improve the lives of children by providing healthcare, food and water, sanitation, education, and emergency relief. UNICEF broke free of the stereotypical Pinterest pinnings when they came up with a pin board entitled, Really Want These. This pin board contained pins of things that a fictitious young Sierra Leone girl named Amy Musa wanted. Pins contain images of things most people take for granted, like running water, soap, rice, and shoes. This represented a creative, great way for UNICEF to promote its mission and drive donations. And last but certainly not least, we need to talk about analytics. How do you know if the time and effort you're putting into pinning is getting your company results? Are people seeing the content? Are you getting followers? Are the people liking or sharing the content? Is your company website getting traffic from Pinterest? These are all questions that can be answered using Pinterest Analytics, the data analysis tool provided by Pinterest to business pages. Here are some of the metrics you can find when using Pinterest Analytics. First is the pin metric. The pin metric tells you whether or not people are pinning content from your website. If your content isn't getting pinned as much as you expected, you may need to give it a bit of a boost. Is the Pin It button located in close proximity to your images? Is your content visually appealing? Do you need to add attractive headers to your blog posts? Does your content resonate with your audience? Next is the repin metric. With repins, the content is being pinned not just by your followers, but by those who could potentially become followers. Whereas the reach metric tells you the number of people who saw your pins. Reach provides exposure and is greater if a pinner with many followers pins your content. While the last two metrics focus on the number of pins being viewed, the repinned content metric provides an indication of the favorite content being shared, whereas the most clicked content metric shows you what pins are most frequently clicked. Phew, that's a lot of metrics. But those in combination with your website analytics will enable you to provide the best content with the most accessible information to truly engage your customers. To help with this tracking and analysis, there is a host of third-party analytics software available, including Google Analytics, Curate, and Picora, formerly known as Pinfluencer. It may be helpful to integrate multiple analytic tools in order to get a full picture of your business Pinterest presence. Google Analytics, for example, can show you what sort of revenue your Pinterest traffic is generating. Other tools like Curate and Picora are better utilized to gauge your most influential and engaged pinners. Whatever tool you decide to incorporate, just make certain you're using it. If things aren't where you expect them to be, tweak and modify. And remember, the process is ongoing. Keep on pinning and keep on measuring. Hopefully this podcast has taught you something you didn't already know about Pinterest, or better yet, how to use Pinterest to engage your customers and drive sales. There's a lot to take in, especially if Pinterest is fairly new to you. Just remember, be yourself. Pinterest is the place to showcase what your business is really about. It's the place to portray your brand's personality and values. Realize this, and you just may unharness the power of Pinterest.
Thanks for listening to this podcast on the power of Pinterest. As always, keep on the lookout for our next podcast, Metrics and Measures, the M&Ms of Business. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to listen to others, please visit our website at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.